We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, final segment of the Hurricane Hotline. And joining us now is Hurricanes heavy hitter, first baseman Alex Terrell with 22 home runs this year. Alex, welcome to the show. How are you tonight?
Good. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, very excited for you. What'd you think about yesterday? You guys all gathered in the locker room. You saw your name go up there. You're a sophomore. What did you think about it?
Well, obviously, you know, we're excited to get back in the playoffs, but, you know, our ultimate goal wasn't just to make it back to the tournament. You know, we're looking to make a strong run, hopefully get back to Omaha, you know, and get a chance to win it.
You had a big bomb in the ACC tournament, big home run to right field a couple of days ago, 22 for the year. What was the big difference for you this season?
Just felt like, you know, the approach into the game and to my at-bats, you know, made it a big difference in my stance, you know, with Coach Lopez. And, you know, I've been sticking to, you know, what I've been doing all year, and hopefully, you know, it keeps working.
It was funny. I want to thank you for making me look like a genius, because I said Alex Terrell is hitting into a major shift here. I mean, they had everybody on the right side of the field. I said, well, one way to do that is just hit it over it, and you did. You hit it over the infield, the outfield, and almost over the right field bleachers.
Yeah, you know, I don't really try to think too much about the shift. I mean, you know, I've seen it all year. I've seen it in the fall, so it's kind of just, you know, normal to you see everyone on the right side of the field, you know, as of now. So just had to take it as a normal at that.
You probably didn't see, maybe you did, I don't know if you saw much of a shift in high school, but it has become a big thing in college baseball. Does it affect a hitter? What is your approach when you go up there and you see everybody in your line of sight on the right side?
I mean, like I said, it's just, it looks so normal now because they've been doing it to me for so long this year. And, you know, in the fall, you know, our coaches did it to me as well. But, you know, some people who try to beat the shift the other way, you know, it can really get to your mind and your approach. And I just try not to think about it as that. You know, I'm going to stick to my approach. If I have to find a hole, I find a hole.
All right, let's talk about going into this regional. You're going to go to Starkville, Mississippi. By the way, it's a great place to play. Big crowds. Your first opponent is Central Michigan. Your team, what will the approach be for your team? It's a young squad, but you guys are very bonded together.
You know, we're just looking to, you know, keep the ball rolling. We've been playing ball as of late pretty well, and hopefully we could, you know, stick to that. We talked about it today at practice. We're going to want to make a deep run in this tournament. We're going to have to play good defense. That's been the thing that's hurt us the most, and I feel like if we could play consistent defensive pitch well, our bats are going to be there. We're going to score runs. Just got to stay within ourselves in this environment that we're going to go to. It's going to be, you know, packed. Everyone's going to be against us because we're Miami, and, you know, we're all looking forward to the challenge.
How much fun have you had this year playing with this group of guys?
It's great. You know, I love everyone on this team. You know, we've kind of got a good bond going here in the fall. We started that. You know, everyone, we're out here at a team dinner now at Gino's house, so it just makes the chemistry that much better.
Gino Demari's first year as head coach, been a huge success, 39 wins. Talk a little bit about the things you've been impressed about with Coach Demari, why it's been fun playing for him. He's very demanding.
Yes, you know, when he first got the job, he said he wanted to change the culture. He wanted to bring Miami back to the top, you know, which is where they've always been. And, you know, he's done that. He's made everyone bring that energy back. He's made us be more vocal as a team, you know, just bring back that, you know, that Miami swagger that they've always had and we've kind of lost, you know, sight of the last 2 years. And I feel like he's doing a great job. You know, hopefully we could, you know, play ball behind him and make him look better.
From a personal standpoint, you played your high school ball at McCarthy, played in a lot of tournaments. I know they're high school tournaments, but they were championship state tournaments. Does that experience help you at all in postseason in college ball?
I feel like it has a little bit of an impact. It's a different stage now. We're in a bigger stage, but just that ability to know how to win, know what it takes to, you know, win a championship or, you know, to make it far into postseason. It just plays a huge role, you know. These teams that we're going to be playing against are going to be more experienced than us, since none of us have ever been to a regional here on our team. But I feel like, you know, we're a young group of guys who are ready to get after, ready to, you know, run into whatever comes our way.
This first club you're going to meet, Central Michigan, they've won 18 in a row. That means there's a bit of a sense of invincibility on their part, no pun intended, but probably in their dugout, they're thinking they're a tough out.
Yeah, you know, Central Michigan is hot right now, and it's tough to run the hot teams, you know, especially in the playoffs. You know, they've got the ball rolling well as well. So let's see if, you know, we can play good ball and put together some good at-bats, play good defense, you know, play a complete game like Gino wants us to, and hopefully we come out on top.
On the other hand, you guys did win 11 of the last 14, played a tough game against Carolina, 11 innings. So you were playing pretty good baseball here at the end of the year.
Yeah, you know, that was our goal every day, you know, since we first started the season, to get better and better every day. Even in the fall, we said, hey, if we just move up on the ladder and not, you know, pause or start taking a couple steps down, we're going to like where we're at the end of the season. And, you know, if we could just play better ball here at the end, even though we've been playing good, we have a lot of things we can improve on. Like I said, our pitching and defense are two things that are really going to separate us from the rest of the teams in the playoffs here. And if, you know, if we could really upgrade there in those two sections, I feel like we're going to be a hard team to beat.
You would think Mississippi State is the number one seed, so you would think if you're going to get through this thing, you would have to face them at some point. Although one year Miami went to Nebraska and never saw Nebraska. They got knocked out of their own tournament. But you would think somewhere along down the road here this weekend, if it goes the right way, you would hook up with Mississippi State in their ballpark, which is one of the meccas of college baseball. That would be exciting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be amazing. You know, we got to win this first game, but if we get to match up with Mississippi State at their own place, you know, that crowd's going to be electric. It's going to be fun to play in that environment. And like I said, if we're playing a good game, and even though Mississippi State's a very good team, if we play a good game, I think I like our chance.
You know, I've tried to draw this history together because this happened long before you were born. But Mississippi State had some pretty good left-handed hitters, Will Clark and Rafael Palmeiro. You know who those guys are, right?
Yeah, I know those guys.
All right, so, you know, we knocked them out of the World Series a long time ago. But my point is, you're left-handed. Left-handed ballpark. They've always had great left-handers go through that ballpark, and you know, so I'm just trying to draw a parallel there.
Yeah, well, you know, it all depends on how I get pitched this weekend and what situations are that I come up in, and I'm just trying to put together good at-bats for my team. Hopefully we could, you know, I could get something productive going and maybe score a couple runs for us, but my goal is just to put together a good at-bat, give my team a better chance to win.
All right. Overall, though, the team's got to be very excited to be in the NCAA tournament, right? NCAA tournament, whether it's basketball or baseball, it's the time of your life.
Yeah, you know, like we said, if we make a strong run in this, we're all going to remember this the rest of our lives. Especially, you know, we go to Omaha, we can stay with Omaha, but if we win Omaha, we could be part of, you know, one of five teams in Miami history that, you know, have won that, and that's going to be something special that anybody can say on our team.
All right, very good. Long month of baseball, hopefully coming up. All starts on Friday night against Central Michigan. Thank you for joining us on the show. The best of luck, and we'll see you this weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, take care. That's Alex Terrell joining us here on the Hurricane Hotline.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.